يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون.
It will be said to them, My servants, today you have nothing to fear or regret.
الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين.
You who believed in our signs and had surrendered yourselves to us.
ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون.
Enter paradise joyfully, both you and your spouses. Enter paradise joyfully, both you and your spouses. Azvaj is used to denote both wives and close companions and friends. This comprehensive word is deliberately employed here to convey both meanings. In other words, true believers will be accompanied by believing wives and believing companions.
يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ
Platters and cups of gold shall be passed around them, and there shall be all that they might desire, and all that their eyes might delight in. They shall be told, Herein shall you abide forever.
وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Such is the paradise that you shall inherit by virtue of your good deeds in the life of the world.
لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ
Herein, you will have abundant fruits of which you will eat.
إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ
But the evildoer shall abide in the torment of hell.
لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ
Never will their torment be lightened for them. They shall remain in utter despair.
وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ
It is not we who wrong them. Rather, it is they who wrong themselves.
وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ
They shall call out, O Malik, Let your Lord put an end to us. He will reply, You must stay on it. They shall call out, O Malik, that is, the angel in charge of hell.
لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ
We brought you the truth, but to the truth most of you were averse. We brought you the truth. But to the truth, most of you were averse. The truth was clearly put before the unbelievers. However, they preferred falsehood. Why should they weep and cry when they're confronted in the hereafter by the dire consequences of their wrong choices? It is likely that this observation is made by the angel in charge of hell. Likewise, it is possible that the angel's statement ends with, You must stay on in it. And what follows thereafter is an addition by God Himself. In the first case, the hellkeeper's statement is akin to a government officer's use of we, whereby he means that the government did this or issued such and such order.
أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ
Have they contrived some scheme? If so, we too will contrive a scheme. Have they contrived some scheme? This refers to the conspiracies hatched by the Quraysh chiefs against the Prophet, peace be upon him.
أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ
Or do they think that we do not hear their secret talks and their whispering counsels? Yes, indeed, we do. And our messengers, i.e. angels, are with them, writing.
قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ
Say, if the Merciful One had a son, I would have been the first one to worship him. Say, if the Merciful One had a son, I would have been the first one to worship him. The Prophet's denial of anyone being God's son and his refusal to worship those whom the misguided ones worshipped is not on account of any stubbornness on his part. His attitude is rather based on the fact that God has neither any son nor any daughter, and that the notions people held in this regard were contrary to reality. Had it been otherwise, he would have been in the forefront of those who worship gods besides the one true God.
سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون
Exalted be the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne, above what they attribute to him.
فذرهم يخوضوا ويلعبوا حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي يوعدون
So leave them alone to indulge in their vanities and to frolic about until they encounter that day of theirs against which they have been warned.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهٌ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ
He it is who is God in the heavens and the earth. He is the most wise, the all-knowing. He it is who is God in the heavens and the earth. He is the most wise, the all-knowing. God is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, there being no separate gods of the heavens and the earth. God's wisdom embraces the whole universe, and His knowledge encompasses everything.
وتبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون
Blessed is he who has dominion over the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. With him is the knowledge of the hour, and to him you shall all be sent back. Blessed is he who has dominion over the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. God is far too exalted to have any partner. All those who exist in the heavens and the earth, be they prophets, saints, angels, jinns, spirits, stars, or planets, are all his creation and are bound in service and obedience to him. It is simply impossible for them to possess any of God's attributes or any of His powers or have any share in His divinity. With Him is the knowledge of the hour, and to Him you shall all be sent back. Notwithstanding the unbeliever's deification of a host of beings, they will have to confront the one true God after their debts. Thereafter, they will have to render their accounts in God's court of justice.
ولا يملك الذين يدعون من دونه الشفاعة إلا من شهد بالحق وهم يعلمون
Those whom they call upon instead of Allah have no power of intercession except such that testify to the truth based on knowledge. Those whom they call upon instead of Allah have no power of intercession except such that testify to the truth based on knowledge. This observation encompasses several ideas. 1. Only those who testify to truth out of knowledge will be able to intercede. Those who are taken by men as gods will not be able to do so. As for those who are misguided, they will appear in the hereafter as culprits. 2. The ones who intercede will be able to do so only with regard to those who had consciously testified to the truth. They will not recommend anyone who had rejected the truth. They will not be authorized to do so, even for those who uttered without thinking, I testify that there is no God besides God, yet who kept serving and worshipping others than the one true God. 3. Those who claim that their idols enjoy such power and authority that they will secure the deliverance of everyone, irrespective of their beliefs and deeds, are in gross error. No one enjoys such power. If anyone claims to have such absolute power of intercession, he should produce proof of the same. Since no one is authorized to do so, it is the height of ignorance and self-deception to entertain such a baseless notion. The verse also lays down two important principles. A testimony to truth without knowledge may be acceptable in this life. However, God does not admit it. Anyone who utters the Islamic creedal statement testifying to the oneness of God and the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will be considered a Muslim in this life unless he publicly indulges in acts of unbelief. However, God will reckon only those as true believers who consciously recognize the implications and prerequisites of their faith and of Islam's basic creedal statement. B. Knowledge is central to evidence. Without knowledge, one's testimony will not be admitted. This truth comes out from the Prophet's observation which he made while addressing a witness. If you have witnessed this happening as you see the sun, you may go ahead with your testimony. Otherwise, you should not. Jassas, Ehkam al-Quran, comments on Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:86.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ
If you were to ask them, who created them? They will surely say, Allah. Whence are they then being led astray? If you were to ask them, who created them? They will surely say, Allah. This verse is open to two meanings. One, if the unbelievers are asked, who is their creator? They say that God is their creator. Two, if they are asked who is the creator of their deities, they still say that the creator of their deities is God.
وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا
We call to witness the cry of the messenger. O Lord, these are a people not wont to believe. We call to witness the cry of the messenger. O Lord, these are a people not wont to believe.
This is one of the most difficult verses of the Quran since it involves a difficult question of syntax. This concerns the meaning of the va preceding kilihi and its relationship with the preceding verses. Though several opinions have been expressed, none seems to me fully satisfactory. In my opinion, the soundest view is that which is implicit in Shah Abdul Qadir's translation of the verse. According to him, va here is not used as a conjunctive but rather in the sense of an oath and is related to fa anna yufakun, and the pronoun in the word kilihi refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is also borne out by verse 88 of the surah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, observes that the unbelievers refuse to believe. In light of the above, the verse means, I swear by this statement of the Prophet, peace be upon him, O Lord, these are a people not wont to believe. That is, they are so deluded that although they acknowledge God alone to be the creator of their deities, nonetheless they still insist on worshipping creatures other than the creator. The purpose of swearing by this saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is to underscore those people's attitude. It clearly shows that they are utterly stubborn and that their foolishness is evident from their own admission. Such an obvious, unreasonable attitude can only be adopted by those who have clearly decided not to believe. In other words, the Prophet's words about their strong disposition against belief are quite true.
فاصفح عنهم وقل سلام فسوف يعلمون
Indulge them, O Prophet, and say to them, Peace to you, for soon they shall come to know. Indulge them, O Prophet, and say to them, Peace to you.
The believers should not react to their opponents' harsh words or the scornful and mocking statements by cursing them or hurling harsh words back at them. Instead, they should simply greet them with peace and part from their company.